Ladies and gentlemen, this Harley Davidson could be yours. Who will be the chosen one to ride this beauty? Who will go vroom vroom on the Harley Davidson? The suspense builds, huh?
Built?
Whoa. And it's time to reveal what we're doing with this bike. First off, welcome everybody to the closing keynote. Everybody have a good time. We have good news all around. A great World Cup, a fantastic conference, and a lot of fun ahead for all of us. But if you don't know me, I'm Tyler Bryson, and I'm the general manager for marketing and operations for Microsoft in India. And the first thing I want to do is open up the garage and tell you what's going on with this motorcycle. So let's pull it open and take a look at what this is all about. So here's what we're trying to do. We want you to build apps for Azure. And we want you to build apps for Azure in mass. And we want to take your apps and have you nominate them to win this bike. And we are going to accept early nominations as early as May 15th. But the final judging will take place on August 15th. And we will help showcase you, your amazing capabilities, and what you've done with our cloud. Who wants in? We can do this. Come on, let's show the world what can be done. So this is open to every person in this room who can learn and write apps that can solve and do amazing things for India. Now, I wanted to tell you that I got here on Tuesday night, and I decided I needed to go take this thing out for a ride. I couldn't ride in here unless I'd practiced. Does that make sense? So if you get this bike, there's a few kilometers on it, but it was just me cruising around Pune. And I got a lot of funny looks, I'll tell you. It makes a lot of noise, and it's so much fun. I ride more of a street bike. I have a KTM Duke 390. I ride in Delhi. But this is amazing. 1,200 cc's. Let go. Hang on. So let's have some fun together, build some amazing apps, and we're going to see one of you, I hope, right here from Pune, win this. If you don't mind, it's a little warm. Do you mind if I take this off now? Well, I have to take it off for a good reason. Yeah, this shirt feels good. Last year, at our conference in Bangalore, there was a match that same day with India versus Pakistan. The stakes were high. I pulled off my shirt and revealed India. I got to tell you a secret, though. I didn't even know how to score cricket at the time. I just assumed you hit it as hard as you could and ran as fast as you could. I think there's some truth in that, but wow, it's been amazing for me to learn cricket and really get into it this year. I went to my first T20 match last year, and now this World Cup's been phenomenal. There's a few things I want to show you, though, too. This is the outfit that I wore when I was in Bangalore last year. And this year, Pune's cool! I don't know, I those two pictures, I like this one best. This is the one that I'm putting on Twitter tonight, okay? And if you want to put this picture of me on Twitter, go ahead. But if any of you were there last year, please destroy those photos. Well, what a great conference. This has just been amazing for me to see the energy, the enthusiasm, the questions, the feedback. We're just learning so much together. We have a long ways to go to deliver the services that you need and want. And you have a long ways to go, we think, in learning how to optimize and use what we have today. What I want to do first is I want to announce our award winner. So I'm going to turn it over to our official conference speaker to announce these awards, and we're going to give those out. So we had an IoT contest, and are we ready? The man behind the microphone.
All right.
Is he here?
Somesh Nanda.
There we go.
Vic Parmar.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Great job.
Pooja Baraskar.
Congratulations. Thanks for coming.
A huge round of applause for all these winners, ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations. You'll love this phone. Nokia 925, that's the phone that I carry every day. It's amazing. All right, our next category of awards, we had awards for the feedback contest. This was really easy. Just give us feedback and win. Here we go.
And the winners are... Selish Hoar. Give it up for him, ladies and gentlemen. Keep the energy going. Ovais Ahmad.
Congratulations.
Day two, Arjun Gurudev.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thanks for the feedback.
Hemant Patel. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to continue the applause for all these achievers, winners. Couldn't get more excited, can it?
Thanks for the feedback. Enjoy. All right, the next category of awards. We have our awards for Twitter contest. This one's really important to me.
The winners of the Twitter contest are...
Oh, there we go.
Mayank Birla.
Hey, I expect more tweets tonight. Okay, thank you. All right. So as I thought about closing up this event, I wanted to personalize the cloud a little bit. We've talked a lot about technologies and capabilities and platforms. I wanted to talk to you today about what I call cloud every day. Because I think the cloud is becoming so pervasive, so ubiquitous in every part of our life, it is literally the cloud every day. And what I wanted to do is tell this through stories. Stories that I've experienced over the last year, stories that I've experienced through our partners, our developers, stories through our customers. So we've got some great content for you today that we'll go through. The first thing I want to talk to you about is cloud every day at home. I want to tell you about an amazing experience I had just the last few weeks. I talked to my sons. These are my two sons that are with me in India. This is Connor and Thomas. One is 16 and one is 14. And they've come with me on this India journey, and they're just having an amazing time. But what I talked to them about was, I said, hey, if you could build an application and share this at the conference that I'm hosting, and I let you play with the cloud for a while, could you come up with something? So these are... You know, my sons who've never touched a server, never ever written a line of code, and they just had one simple idea. Dad, we've always wanted to build our own Minecraft server. They wanted to build a server that they could play big games online and invite all of their friends. Well, traditionally, there's a way that you could build that server, but what if they could just play around and work with it? What if computing was infinite? What if computing was just right there? And so I asked them to create a world and build an environment for you to take a look at tonight. So what they did, of course, was we gave them a login to the Azure portal. We taught them a few things about how to run a virtual server. And then they followed the instructions online and built a world for you. Would you like to see it? All right. So what I'll do now is I think we will show you kind of an intro to this world that they built for you. And so they've created this sign and said, welcome to Minecraft on Azure. And let's go ahead and switch to the demo. So you'll recognize, hopefully, this URL. And we're going to log in. Here we go. It's nighttime. Anybody here play Minecraft? No, you haven't. Okay. Anybody see the HoloLens demo we saw earlier today? Where there's that virtual reality Minecraft world. Think where this is going. But this is the world. It's a game. It's a place where you invent, you create, you live, you build, you die in some instances. But it's a game that's played by millions and millions of kids and adults around the world. And it's a game that Microsoft recently purchased. And we think big things are in store for this game, how it will help us teach, learn, and have fun. So the first thing I want to do is, you'll see this is nighttime. I'm going to scroll down and show you a nighttime view of the Taj Mahal. How does that look? I'm going to take you through a virtual tour of that Taj, if we could. Does that be all right? But before we do that, there's something over here that they just wanted to call out, how much they love Azure. And they also had a message for all of you right here, which is, go India. All right, so let's take a look. So I'm flying at this point. I'm going to go down. Now this, my boss, Karan Bajwa, had never been to the Taj Mahal. He's a lifelong Punjabi and never been to the Taj Mahal. So actually he went a few weeks ago. Otherwise, I thought this would be his first virtual tour. So I'm going to just jump through here. Now you'll notice that this is not a perfect replica, but look at the fun we can have. Anybody ever been to the top of the Taj Mahal? Would you like to see what it looks like? Let's go up. Now, we talk about working in the cloud, we mean it. Look at this. Now, I've got to tell you a funny story. While I was trying to practice demoing this, my kids thought I was completely lame. I don't know if we use that word here. Dad, please, don't mess this up. Just get the demonstration right. But while I was setting this up in Minecraft, there are these things called zombies. And so if you sit in any place long enough, zombies come and find you. So I was sitting there long enough, I started hearing these noises on the computer. Sounded like someone attacking me. Sure enough, there were some zombies that I had to take care of. Don't worry, you're safe. I took care of that. Now, what's the big deal about Minecraft on Azure? Really, it's just a simple example of kids that had no concept of technology walking up to a portal and saying, I want this. I want more. I want to be able to build things. I want to invent things. And when we go back to the actual portal itself, I just want to show you this. When I showed my sons this ability to monitor what was going on in this environment, they were interested. But then I showed them, of course, how to configure more. And they got really interested. And this is where they said, Dad, we want the D14. I said, what do you need D14 for? It's just a world where, they said, Dad, we've been envisioning millions of people coming to this place. This is the power. Compute on demand. Everyday cloud. The cloud is with us every single day. Our kids will grow up with no concept of resource limitations. They will invent and create every day. And you can be a part of that. For your family, for your community, and for your environment. Okay, let's go back to the slides. The next thing I want to talk to you about is how cloud is changing my work. My core job at Microsoft in India is the chief marketing officer. And I can't tell you how critical the cloud is to me in my job. I had no idea how dependent I would be upon it every single day. So I wanted to give you some examples of apps that I didn't use when I first came to India that I'm using now, that all CMOs around the world are expecting our services, and they want more and more of them. The first app I want to show you to is an app that we call internally Cloud DAM. DAM standing for Digital Asset Management. So this is an Azure-based cloud asset management system for all marketing content that Microsoft has, digital marketing content. So in a single repository, any marketer at Microsoft, instead of reinventing a graphic that someone already built in India, we can just go find it, search it, and make that available to anyone in real time. It sounds like such a simple concept, but if we go to this demo here, I'll just give you an example of what we've enabled. So this is an app that was built by Microsoft IT department, and it's built for field marketing worldwide. And through a simple classification system, I can see every campaign that Microsoft has built. I can see all of what we call the bill of materials, the marketing content that we use to run and promote campaigns online or even physical events. And then I can sort and search by geography around the world. I can get access to different language content. So if I were to run an event on Azure tomorrow in Taiwan, I could choose my language, find out who's built that content, and immediately have it. It's a relatively simple application that most of you could probably build, but it creates this very clear distinction between the old world and the new world for a chief marketing officer. The next app that I wanted to talk to you about, if we could go back to the PowerPoint, is something a little more challenging for us, and this is a system that we built for lead management. We call it Worldwide Lead Management. And the idea is simply this, that around the world, we're doing events and marketing experiences like this and online, and leads and interest is being expressed by people all over the world. There's actually a really challenging process of taking a lead, getting it to a certain state of readiness and validation, and then distributing it to the right organizations around the world. So this is just the portal to the system. But now as a marketer, I simply go to a portal and I take my lead through an entirely web-based, cloud-based process. And this process has dramatically improved our performance. Let me just give you a couple examples. Lead processing time, the time it takes for me to take a group of leads and process them worldwide, has been reduced from 56 hours to 2 hours because of the compute horsepower. Now, something you'll see on here is that we were reaching throughput bottlenecks where we had 50,000 leads taking 5 days versus 24 hours now. And the key thing that we're trying to do is to speed the time, reduce the time it takes for us to have someone say, I'm interested, and get that information to that customer. The cloud is changing the way I work every single day. These apps I live with every day. And I'm sure if you're servicing your marketing departments, these are simple examples of things that you could do too. I'd like to now shift and talk a little bit about cloud every day as it relates to partnerships. One of the amazing things about the cloud, I think, is we're all realizing we're going to be working with new partners that we've never met before. People in remote places that have great ideas that we need to connect to. And at Microsoft, we're no different. So what I want to do is invite up some partners that Microsoft works with right here in India. And as they come up, we're going to roll a video to introduce them to you. Let's go ahead and roll video.
My name is Mike McGowan. India has a goal of building 100 or more smart cities. PowerOne Data does smart metering to collect data about how people use electricity, and we collect that data, which we analyze in the cloud, and we provide that information in nearly real time so you can make decisions about how you use electricity and how to cut down. We couldn't provide the services that we do without Microsoft Cloud Services of Azure.
I'm Ajit Mathi George, co-founder and director at Cisco. We are an enterprise application solution partner. We work with large enterprises primarily to enable them on their cloud journey. We do modern apps. We help customers to build cloud-ready applications. Then we focus on storage and disaster recovery. Third is, everybody wants to have something on the cloud, but they don't know how to manage and maintain it. And that's where our managed services come into play. Azure is the only product or platform which gives you infrastructure, platform to build all your different kinds of applications.
I'm Nikhil, I'm the co-founder of PlayBlazer. Gaming has suddenly blossomed into somewhere around 1.5 billion people playing games. Now this is the kind of scale that you cannot handle with traditional infrastructure. You cannot provision enough servers. And that's where PlayBlazer really uses Azure. We want to enable game studios and players to really enrich their gaming experience in a completely new way.
I am Ashwin Kandoi. I am one of the co-founders of Winjit Technologies. Over a period of time from being a bootstrap startup, it has grown to become the largest IT services company in Nashik with customers across 40 countries. Being a company based out in Nashik, where there's absolute no ecosystem present, it was the most difficult job. Data management, infrastructure management, load management was getting a critical problem for us. And the only way we thought that critical problem can be solved for us was to be able to think in terms of how we can bring in scale, and that's when the magic Azure came to us.
All right, please welcome on stage Mike McGowan, Anjith George, Nicole Soman, and Ashwin Kandoi. Welcome. Hey, Mike. Great. Welcome, Anjith. Hey, come on in. Great. I'll sit in the middle here. Okay, so the theme that I wanted to close with was just cloud every day. And you really come from a diverse set of companies. We've got a gaming company, a smart cities company. We've got an enterprise cloud consulting company. We've got a mobile apps company. So let's just talk a little bit. How is the cloud every day being enabled through you and your business?
I started playing games when I was about probably 8 or 9 years old. You only had those handheld devices. They were pretty simple games, you had a tennis game or something very simple. Then you had more dedicated devices, like consoles, which came up. And you got your first Xbox 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And those you had to connect to a TV, and you had to find dedicated time. You had to take time away from your parents who wanted to watch their soaps or something else on TV. And that took gaming to about 50 million consumers globally. That's the total install base of consoles. Today, there are 1.5 billion people who play games. And that's because the most powerful console is the mobile phone, right? And that's what has changed the gaming industry dramatically, because you can't build games targeted to a specific console connected into a home, sell the game on a disc. The game has to be live. It has to be served when I want it. If I want to play on a bus or a train, I should be able to do it, right? There are networks today which are connecting us. There are social graphs which connect us to our friends. So we expect to play with friends. That's what has taken gaming to 1.5 billion people now.
Every day.
Right? Every day.
It's a part of our lives every day.
Probably 10 times a day.
10 times a day. Well, there's some people playing right now.
There's somebody playing a game here. I'm sure about it.
Right? You can raise your hand.
Please raise your hand. Raise your hand. Whoever's
See you.
So that's the
he
power.
He can't win the Harley. He cannot win the Harley.
So, there's used to be this very common saying about, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I think playing a game a day keeps the shrink away.
All right. He's selling to you now. All right. Mike, talk to us about cloud every day as it relates to your vision in smart cities and power management and informing and educating citizens.
Well, one of the problems with electricity is that even now, you can't store large quantities of it. When you produce it at the power plant, it has to be used essentially within a couple seconds of being produced. There's a problem connecting the source to where the demand needs it. And it results in, if there's not enough electricity, they turn you off. And I know I live in Bangalore, and 7 or 8 times a day we're losing power. And if you just use a regular power meter, someone comes around to your house once a month and they collect the information to make your bill, that's not enough information to manage power well. We do smart meters and send that information to the cloud where we process it. And we're able to provide that information to that sort of thing. That kind of technology wouldn't be available to most utilities in India because it's just not practical for each of them to build a large data center, to employ somebody to figure out the analytics. And we were able to now do that as a service to provide to smart cities, and the capability can grow as the cities grow, as you add new consumers, more capability almost instantly.
Fantastic. Great introduction, Mike. Thank you. All right. Ashwin, tell us a little bit more about how the cloud every day is impacting people in your city.
So I come from city Nashik, and as I mentioned in the video also, there's absolutely no IT ecosystem for us to think scale. What cloud allowed us to do was to be able to think scale, think that we can compete against the big boys in the industry without having to worry about infrastructure. On an average, we are currently managing approximately 3 million active users across all our apps on a particular day. And we do not have a single server sitting in our office. So this is only going to be possible if we have unlimited infrastructure, unlimited power, as Tyler said in one of his videos, that our kids are going to be coming in where they're not going to be worrying about infrastructure per se. And it's that is what has changed for us. That is what has allowed us to think scale, to be able to deliver services across maybe 200 countries where people are using apps. And we're not worried about buying a server, building infrastructure, but we are delivering what we are best at in terms of apps and services.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Ajith, yeah, it's an incredible story, incredible story. Ajith, tell us about your business, and is cloud every day with your customers yet? Are they believing?
Sure. We started our cloud journey 3 years back when Azure was in the incubation in India. And the reason why we as an organization who's been an application service provider chose to pick up cloud as our major service offering is to bring agility, the speed, what every customer today requires to deliver their applications, the services which they require, to any business needs what we see every day. So for us, we realize that the exponential growth what is required, the dynamic scale what we're talking about, can only be achieved through the power of cloud. And we have to compete against the traditional applications, the models which people are trying to move away, which is the new generation modern applications, where mobility and responsive scenarios are very much in picture in all organizations. So we started working with large enterprises, large corporate customers who wanted to have quick business applications developed for their organizations to meet the real need of scalability of their customers or their internal users. And that's why we realized that the only way we can actually scale or only way we can actually give the right speed to the customer's needs can only be through cloud. And that's where we started our Azure journey.
Great. So any specific customer stories that come to mind of a customer that said, we're interested, but please stay in this domain and now maybe fully convert it?
Yeah. This is many beautiful stories, but I would speak about one which is right here in this city. We work with one of the largest automotive companies based here in Pune. And for them, 2 years back, when we speak about cloud, it was like a big no. And today when they're talking about their business growth growing globally, they're like, let's do it on cloud. Let's do it on Azure. And it's very easy for us to talk to the business who actually wanted to see that the business scales to that needs. So it's impressive that the businesses are very, very quickly adapting to the cloud journey. And I just want to take another example where we work with in the healthcare industry. We work with an organization who has 7 hospitals across the country. And we all go to hospitals, we do checkups, we do x-rays, we do ECGs.
And the trouble of maintaining these huge data, which is the images, you know, the DICOM images, the number of data which they churn out every day is in GBs. And when you talk about in weekly maintaining them, and as part of compliance, they need to have this maintained in another DR location. Now, with cloud, what we have done is we have completely automated this process. We ship them from each hospital to the cloud, and we maintain it there. And you know the best thing? The security, the compliance which is required is already there in Azure. So there is no better use case than that.
Fantastic. Nicole, let's jump back over to you. So what's it like having an environment where a million users are using your app 1 hour of your game, and then 2 hours later, it's nothing? What is that? How do you scale? How do you manage that?
So games are probably the only application category which, you know, it's like a tsunami, right? So I'll give you an example of a game which was built for the movie Hunger Games. Have you heard of the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Hunger Games Catching Fire. So that was huge. It was a global phenomenon as a movie. And when the movie was being released on 21st of November, 3 months prior to that, a customer came to us and said, hey, you know what? We are doing a game, official game of this movie. And it's got to be a multiplayer game because the whole movie is about a game. So, and we expect a huge amount of traffic for this game. We are sure that we're going to get a million players playing the game every day, right? We expect that over the next, you know, once the movie launches on 21st November, from then till probably, you know, Jan or Feb, we'll have about 5 million players downloading the game. We said, okay, so, you know, we can set up the whole thing. They said, but, you know, the game is going to be built somewhere else, and you're going to be the platform, you're sitting somewhere in India, and the publisher is going to be somewhere in the US. And we never met the actual studio which built the game, or the publishers who were sitting in the US and UK, and Lionsgate, which was in US, which is the studio behind the movie. And we were running a platform, and in under 2 months, the entire game was built from scratch. And day one, we had a 250,000 downloads for the game. Second day was 350,000 downloads. Third day was 500,000 downloads. By end of 1 week, we had reached 1 million players and 10 million downloads. 1.5 million players a day were playing the game. This is 1 week only from start. We started off with a cluster of maybe about 30 odd instances. And by the time that week ended, we were running probably around 400 odd instances, right? And to top it, this is a distributed set of people working on a game. And
it's a little bigger than the Minecraft environment that I showed you earlier, is that right?
And the best part about this whole thing, the way cloud works, is that you can be running these large number of instances without having 20 system administrators working out of a data center in 14 degrees centigrade temperature. You can be sitting at home in a park, on the beach, wherever you want to be. Half of my company is here on the stage right now. So that's the power of the cloud. Two of us can run a game which has 1.5 million players a day playing multiplayer games, right, all over the world.
No office.
We are
running a game that the whole world is using. How's that?
So we are really, you know, cloud every second, not every day. Entirely cloud-based. Our, you know, workplace is the cloud. Our infrastructure is the cloud.
How did Azure perform, Nicole?
Sorry?
How did Azure perform?
Oh, Azure is great. So we've been running this kind of workload now for over 8 months on Azure. It's been a great journey. We had a huge amount of traffic and data which we needed to migrate into Azure. It took us a month to migrate all of that data. We managed to do it without a single user suffering any you know, kind of latency on it. It was a seamless migration into the cloud. I think we were one of the largest cloud migration, you know, case studies here in India. We had migrated close to about 2 terabytes of database storage. We migrated over 140 gigabytes of in-memory storage, which is on Redis. And we had active traffic of about 50 million API calls a day, and we didn't lose a single one of them through that whole process.
Fantastic. Mike, let's talk about smart cities. This is the beginning of a huge initiative for Digital India. How do you see the cloud enabling scenarios like yours in the coming years?
Well, one thing that you can do now that you couldn't do before the cloud is called distributed cogeneration. Power plants are very expensive to build, and they take a long time. And one of the ideas with smart cities is to build them quickly and provide residences for a lot of people. And you need power also. Many businesses here in India have considerable backup power. If it can be brought online during periods of peak demand, it can supplement the power that the utility provides. So what we are able to do with Azure is monitor both the current consumption at each of these facilities, predict the demand that the utility will have for the city as a whole, and then see who has spare capacity in backup and bring it online automatically by Azure. Our application decides in the cloud and sends commands and turn on generators and bring in additional power.
So if my generator goes on in the middle of the night, that's you.
Yeah. Of course, you have to sign up for it and agree to it. But
sounds good. If I get paid. Yeah,
the utilities are usually offering an incentive to participate in the program. It helps out the taxpayers because they don't have this capital expense of building another huge power plant.
And we were talking a little bit earlier, how does having a data center in country, like what we're doing with Azure, help open up opportunity for you in India?
Well, there was utilities here are government organizations, and there was been a concern about sending data outside of the country. We use the Singapore data center, and it's been okay for pilots and experiments, but when you get to the actual use, they're concerned about their data going someplace else. And now that there are plans to open up data centers in India, it's something that makes utilities and other customers of ours much more comfortable.
Thank you. Fantastic. Ashwin, give me some idea about the scale of your business. What do you see as next? 3 million users you manage today. Where are you going to take this?
So for me, India has got 100 million smartphones, and we're still only 10% of the population. We believe in by 2017-18, there will be 500 million smartphones in the country. And as Nikhil said, people are going to consume content in some form or the other on these smart devices. And these are smartphones. Forget about the smart other devices which are going to come in the world. And just to add to what Nikhil said, to be able to get a server in a small city in India takes almost 4 weeks of lead time. Here we are running on top of Azure 200 or maybe 180 odd servers, and we can increase the scale as the demand increases for us, which is unthinkable.
Let me just restate that. 4 weeks from the time of placing the order to getting the server.
At least. That's the minimum lead time for us to get a server in our city. And that's also not to the spec what we need, and forget the price about it. So imagine if you had to buy 180 servers, which we are currently running on top of Azure.
You don't have a business, really.
Yeah,
right?
So I would not be able to run a business, and we would not be talking about this scale. We could not even think about that scale. Forget the amount of investment what it would require. Today, we have had use cases where we could increase our infrastructure capacity to manage load for 2 hours, pop it up and pop it down as we would want it to be. And we had to not plan for these activities. So we were not worried, stressed about having to think about thinking that, okay, we are going to have 10 million users for today because it's a weekend. We'll have to plan for that. We of course, had to program a certain things. But once that is being done, we had to not worry about infrastructure. Imagine if you had, I'll take a very logical example. Imagine if you had roads from Nasik to Mumbai or Pune to Mumbai, which could just pop it up because it was a weekend, and the roads could increase its capacity. That's exactly what happens for us.
I could use that from Gurgaon to Delhi every night.
So So imagine, and that's exactly is what is happening for us. So we thinking scale. We're thinking that there are going to be 500 million active users of smart devices, and every user is possibly going to consume some form of app which we are going to build.
Fantastic.
And we don't have to worry about one side of it. While we'll certainly build our own apps, but we don't have to worry about infrastructure. I believe the cloud will certainly take care of it.
What do you think of these stories? Pretty remarkable, huh? Let's give them a round of applause and thank them for coming. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Partners, partnerships. I didn't mention the fact that two of these executives partnered together to deliver these services. And I think the cloud is going to basically create new opportunities where business models come together and help India differentiate itself and its businesses. Well, what I want to do next is talk about a huge project that I faced that you're all familiar with, and that's the India elections. As a marketer, you look at something like the India elections and you just can't help but get excited. You think, how could I reach this many people looking at this much content simultaneously? And candidly, there's never been anything like this anywhere in the world. You know the statistics, but over 800 million voters. Now, this was about March of last year, right around the Azure conference last year, where we had this idea of what could we do that would be really, really big around the elections? What could we do that would make sure that Microsoft technology is embedded in how people use and consume information about the elections? And so we sat down and said, we have 6 weeks. What could we pull off? Now, if I was in a city that took me 4 weeks to get a server, I'd probably be dead to begin with. But I knew I had Azure, I knew I had partners, I knew I had solutions. And so what we did was, we took a group of partners and we gathered some unique data. We took some elections data by AC Nielsen. And then what we did was we loaded that in a very large-scale SQL database. And then we hosted all that data in an Azure cloud. And we're talking about a lot of data, and a lot of data that we wanted to visualize. We, using our Perceptive Pixel technology, we partnered with CNN. And we said, we'd like to put in your studio a Perceptive Pixel device that will allow you to visualize all of this election data. And we want to serve it all up from the cloud, and we want to be on every mobile device in India. And we had 6 weeks. Let's roll the video and show what happened.
Billion votes
and one expert team.
This election by far was the most exciting ever.
Helping us make sense of this complex ground reality was Microsoft Cloud Services, a resilient and versatile platform that turned big data into insights.
The right insights, the right analysis, right at your fingertips.
Tracking elections 2014 just got a lot simpler thanks to an exclusive application launched by Windows for your phone called India Elections 2014.
It's vital to have a precise understanding of the facts and figures.
Nobody had been able to bring all the data into one comprehensive omnibus platform.
Initiative which maps out each and every single micro detail.
Highest margins, lowest margins, most voters, fewest voters, BJP bastions, Congress bastions.
Armed with technology that's the best in the business.
Election coverage of 2014 has stood apart from all the competition.
The Microsoft Analytics Center has been so special and integral to CNN IBN's election coverage in 2014. The Microsoft Analytics Center, the X factor of our coverage.
So what do you think? The cloud every day. What isn't possible to take on something like this? And to be candid with you, I was really nervous. I was really nervous. Could we handle the load? Had we thought this through? But as we saw CNN's coverage get stronger and stronger and stronger and the load grow on our applications and services, we became more confident. But counting day, I was watching that server that Azure environment very closely, and it performed. And I think we could have done much more, much more. But 150 million users that we touched that day, all with a little creativity, the power of a platform, and some great partnering to make it happen. We can go do this. We can go do things that have never been done before as inventors and developers of what's possible. So thank you for your support and interest in this. And if you'd like to read more about the case study we wrote around this, we do have this posted so you can see the architecture behind how we built this. I want to talk a little bit now about another element of the cloud. And I want to talk about the cloud every day. At a startup that most of you know, and a startup that is part of everyday life for more and more Indians, there's nothing more every day than getting a cab, right? So will you please join me in welcoming on stage Ankit Bhatti, CTO and co-founder of Ola Cabs.
Hi, Tyler.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, please, sit down.
Thank you. Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Yeah.
So this kind of crowd is only possible in Bangalore and Pune. These are the two places to be for technology and startup. And
I'm glad you said that.
What an amazing environment. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. I feel the same way. So Ankit, tell us about just, if you don't mind, I'm sure you've told this 1,000 times, but the idea, how it germinated, where did it all begin?
So Bhavish and I, Bhavish is my co-founder. We both were in IIT. And from the early days of it, we just wanted to do something. We were just itching to, we were witnessing this whole technology sweeping all the Western nations by the storm. And we thought that let's get this in India, let's do something. And that's how we started. We didn't start with anything. We didn't have any loyalty towards any idea per se. We just wanted to solve something that we faced day to day. And we both like to travel. And that's how it all started. And truth be told, when we first started, we started with another idea. It was Ola Trip, and the Ola Trip was basically getting to plan the vacations, basically online reservation of adventure holidays and all.
Okay.
And I remember it was during the Commonwealth Games.
Okay.
That happened in India, and Bhavish was in Delhi at the venue, and he was approaching strangers, asking them about the idea, approaching them, would you be willing to take this up? But somehow when we dive deeper, we found out that it's more the transportation that's the problem than the travel or the tourism. And that's how we started with Ola Cabs. And we started as a personal pain point. And
wow. So you're literally just asking people what they needed and learning right real time on the street. Let's talk a little bit about the technology that made this happen, though.
Sure.
Clearly, as a technologist, envisioning and creating a system that could be this large, how did you conceive of that, and what were your thoughts about how the cloud would play a role in this?
So when we started, we didn't start with, to be told, I had no idea I'd be sitting here when I was in IIT, much less I'll be wearing a blazer and I'll be talking to a Microsoft executive who's wearing India t-shirt.
How did we get here?
But when we started very small, and at that time, we just wanted to bootstrap everything. Cloud was just coming up at that time. And the biggest benefit that we got was the quicker turnaround time, as in just from the idea of getting something up to actually getting something up. So that's where I think the agility and the whole concept of infrastructure as a service came up very nicely, and I think it has helped us a lot. We are all sitting on shoulders of giants anyways, and I think cloud has been one of those great innovations where everything has culminated into a good platform for engineering solutions to touch deeper into everyday life.
Fantastic. We were talking a little bit about people, though. People are a critical part of this. And I asked you earlier, hey, how do you differentiate and look to hire in this environment? What stands out for you as you think about people that are going to be a part of your journey?
So in the early days of, we still are in early days, that's how I like to relate it. In these days, we are not sure of what exactly the challenges we'll be facing. So one of the major things we look into when we are hiring is making sure people who are who take their own initiative, who don't get blocked by anything, and people who have a quick learning curve. And that's been one of the greater benchmarks that we use in hiring. And the team that we have built, or the ideas that we've taken up, and the initiatives that we do, they all are around quick turnaround time, get to market, iterate, improve upon it. And yep, people see technology is changing so rapidly, it's hard to keep a bearing on. So no skill set in
terms of... adaptable. Yeah, yep. They can just adapt
so
to it.
So people who can come in, enter into a party and just not to wait at the sidelines, just to grab something and be a part of the crowd. And that's the kind of people that we are growing up with.
Fantastic. And I love one thing you said is that we're not looking for people that can just give us a 10x return. We want people that can give us a 100x return. Definitely. Because that's the pace of growth, right?
More importantly, when you talk about to the semi-online solutions like Ola, right, where there's definitely we are digitizing an existing offline industry. So there's a lot of manual process that is required, an industry that is traditionally been more people-centric, more human resources-centric. So how do I make sure that when I'm growing 100x, I'm not increasing my team size to 100x? And how do I make sure that with least amount of people, I can get maximum amount of output and maximum amount of efficiency?
So let's talk about your growth. I think you'd mentioned that 3 months ago, you were in 33 cities. And how many cities are you in now?
Last I checked, it was 89, but I'm not sure. I think yesterday our deployment. So last night, actually, a deployment happened, so I'm not sure how many cities got added then.
Yeah, I don't want to be quoted exactly, but that's incredible. And what's the future vision? How many cities? Where does this take you?
So we look more towards going any place that has a transportation problem. Okay. Obviously, we are focused in India, so the way we look at it, transportation as a problem, technology as a solution, and India is the market. And that's where I think there is no limits to where we'll go. The target is to at least reach to 200 cities by the end of the year. And like you were saying, that incredible amount of growth, and that's where the whole flexibility of the cloud and this whole ecosystem comes into the play.
Yeah, I can only imagine that kind of nonlinear ramp that you're on. So now, obviously, you use many different cloud technologies, but you've just started to have an early look at Azure. Can you share some of your early thoughts?
So definitely, Azure. We had explored Azure from I think a couple of months ago. We started, and we are diving deep into it. Some of the fascinating advances that you guys are making us very hopeful, especially the monster machines that they've created. It's the largest that is available in the cloud, and these are some of the things we look forward to. And more importantly, one aspect of cloud is automation, right? Earlier, it was just code that was automated. Now, the whole automation extends beyond it. It basically automatically scaling up, scaling down, auto deployments, failure recognition, notification alerting. If you look at the whole ecosystem of technological solution, it has moved beyond just coding and building applications, but building a platform entirely, which includes actual servers and how do you juggle them around in runtime.
So, incredible.
Azure provides great benefits there as well.
So. And you were commenting that you like the interface too, just the portal itself.
So one great thing about the Azure user interface is it is aware that it is talking to an engineer instead of talking to, like, my father.
You said something about a 90s interface versus a modern interface to work with. That's important to keep your engineers productive, right, so that they can move quickly.
Definitely, and it's more importantly, it's about intuition. Like I said, there shouldn't be a steep learning curve in any technology involved, and user interfaces play a pivotal role in that. And I think that's where Azure has nailed it down.
Great. That's good feedback. Well, we hope that we can service some of your needs as you grow. Let's talk about being an entrepreneur. There's a lot of people in this room that have ideas, that have access to a cloud platform. They want to run. Any guidance to budding entrepreneurs and startups here on chasing their dreams?
So this is the time to launch a startup in India. To be told, the ecosystem is heating up. There are a lot of support functions that are now being built up, whether it be from institutional investors to the whole awareness and the respect of getting a startup out. So it's one of the hardest times to have a startup up and running in India with necessary support structures that weren't in place when we started. As for how to go about it, I think, a lot of people tell me congrats on the success of it, and I just realize, I just try to think that what was the point when we got successful, and nothing comes to mind. So what happens is you get too busy working without worrying about whether you're successful or not. Mm-hmm. And when you are there, some other people automatically tell you, just figure out a problem, stay loyal to the problem. I think that is more important, pivoting quickly, pivoting early, and staying loyal to a problem instead of a solution that you've thought of or you've discussed among your peers. So these are some of the, and to be told, in India, the opportunities are endless, and it's such a big market. It's more than 1 billion people, 1/6 of the entire world's population. So
incredible. You have probably more ideas than I assume.
Definitely, definitely.
Want to share them?
No. Well, there are a couple of big announcements that I'll be making soon.
Oh, great.
So
look forward to hearing more about that.
Yep.
Well, this has just been an incredible experience meeting you, your humility, and the way that you've run and grown your business. We're cheering for you. Now, I understand that we want to get everybody here trying out your service. Is that right? Do you have something to share?
Yeah, definitely. So all the people who haven't tried Ola can use Azure 150 discount and get 150 rupees off. So
a free ride home. So that's live now. They can use that
in the app.
It's live. Okay. So Azure gives you a ride home tonight. How's that? After the party, you might need it. So,
well, Azure and Ola.
We'll see lots of... Well, let's give a great, great round of applause for Ankit and Ola Cabs. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
Wow. You heard right from him. Now is the time. Now is the time. The infrastructure is here. The tools are here. The interest from Silicon Valley is here. What will we invent and create together? Whether we are an established company reinventing our business model, or we're Ramanik Dahul, who invented an app for his mother. I forgot to mention last night that we had a really fun experience at the Azure Night. Anybody that was here at the Azure Night last night? Okay, will you please stand up? These people worked and wrote code all night long. What do you think? Incredible. Thank you for being a part of that. And I made a promise that I would come at 3 a.m. Did I fulfill it?
Yeah.
My phone went off at 3 a.m. And I said, oh no, I don't think I can make it down there. But I came down there and I was so glad I did. There was such a great energy and buzz. All right. The last thing I want to talk about in terms of cloud every day is cloud at play. I've talked to you, we talked about Minecraft, we talked a little bit about gaming with PlayBlazer, but I just want to talk about one way that the cloud is shaping the way we look at playing. And this is something that we call Bing Predictions. Anybody heard of this? Bing Predictions. Bing Predictions is machine learning in the cloud. Ultimately, Bing will become a machine learning engine that will power and automate and help you run your personal life experiences. But today we're asking it good questions like, who will win the World Cup? Who will win the next match? And will it be your heart that tells you who will win, or will it be data? So we've asked Bing a few questions recently. And you'll notice the timestamp on this was yesterday, I think, or last night. Bing predicted India would beat Bangladesh. What's making this happen? What's making this happen? It's this incredible engine of machine learning that's predicting winners for the Academy Awards. It's predicting winners for World Cup soccer. It's predicting winners for World Cup matches. Where is this going? My belief is that more and more everyday people are going to be using prediction to help them make better choices, to help them to have more fun, to help them play. And I think as we wrap up this conference, the cloud is every day. The cloud is every day in our lives. And if you can catch this spirit, you'll be a part of helping people catch cabs. You'll be a part of people predicting their healthcare in the future. You'll be a part of inventing and reinventing India and helping it fulfill its incredible potential. So with that, I want to just say, we've come this far. We're to the semifinals. Are we going to go all the way? Yeah. I'm wearing this for a reason. I'm wearing this on the plane home tomorrow, I promise you. And I would have worn this whether we won or lost. That's just the way I am. So can I hear a India, 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 India. Thank you so much for an amazing conference. You can catch me on Twitter at Ty Bryson. I hope you have an incredible evening. Let's go have some fun. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Bryson. What do forums like this do for developers?
It's a dreamland for a developer, actually.
Ajo, for sure!
The Internet of Things is the most interesting area for any developer.
It's a good networking event and also a learning opportunity to know what's happening, what's the right way of doing things.
One word to describe the conference.
Great.
Unbelievable.
Marvelous.
Inspiring.
Empowering.
Awesome.
This is a paradise for developers.
Azure for sure.
Azure for sure!